Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And as no doubt you know, this weekend at Sammy's, this Friday night, Homebrew are bringing their Speakeasy tour to Dunedin. They, of course, played Orientation this year, One Fest last year, both huge nights. And I'm lucky enough to actually get to speak to, what does he call himself? Just another beatmaker, producer, junkie on another bender. But Hazbeats joins me on the line. Hello, Haz.
Yo, speaking.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm nicely a little bit tipsy on Tuesday.
I understand. I understand. You guys have had a big half of your tour so far, playing North Island dates. Was it huge? Are you resting up?
Yeah, man. Like the last 3 days has just been like real good, and I got to spend some time down in Wellington for another night just to chill and stuff. But it's been real good at the moment. Like the response and people just turning up and buying merch has been excellent.
And I know you're playing Christchurch Saturday night, Dunedin Friday night. So you're not going to stick around. It'd be cool if you could stick around.
In Dunedin, or
yeah, and you know, just for another night. But I guess you got to keep the.
I wish I could, because like Dunedin's like always been our best spot to play. Like the students always come out and like, you know, get on with us.
What's been the best?
But sadly, yeah, we got to go to Christchurch on Saturday.
Sure. They'll appreciate you there, no doubt. what was your favorite show up in the North Island for the last week?
It's a hard one, because like Hamilton and Wellington were both dope, so it's probably half and half of Hamilton and Wellington.
Yeah. And so I got a couple prepared questions here. You guys are bringing your full live band down to Dunedin on the whole tour. Is it sort of like a given lineup, or you know? Because I've heard maybe you guys were thinking about having a different drummer for a little while. Who sets that up?
Nah, we got a new drummer, because our old drummer is in Europe at the moment touring with other friends from Community. So we got Nick Gaffney, and he's like a legend. And he's pretty much like him and Chip Matthews. Well, Chip plays bass for us. They're like, that's a rhythm section from heaven. Mm. They're just so dope together, man. And then we got like Tonga from Three Houses Down, who's playing keys, and trumpet for us.
And so the band is tight? It's feeling good?
Yeah, like the last three shows, like everyone's just coming off it like, damn, man, you played this so good. Like, and we're just learning off it like every day. Every gig we do is just like, we've like gone better kind of thing.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I understand you guys kind of, you know, party a bit.
Yep.
I understand maybe the band might, you know, keep it together a little more and maybe not party quite so hard so that they could play well, you know?
Yeah.
What's like the pre-show routine like for you guys? Like, do you guys do your thing? Does the band do their thing? Does everyone do the same thing?
Nah, we all hang out, man. We all hang out, you know, smoke a bit of doobies, whatever. Have a beer. Always have a beer, but we always, like, go out and have feeds. That's like our main thing to do.
Yeah.
Feed the stomach. But we're never separated by the band. It was just, we're all together here. And, like, you know, we're all, like, kind of aliens down there. Like, no one knows each other. No one knows anybody. So we kind of just hang out together, which is cool, man. Like, we get to know each other, like, better.
But by now, you guys have been to the cities a few times. People know you.
Yeah.
You've got some friends around.
Yeah, we got a few friends down there in Dunedin, especially.
You know, you guys are playing at Sammy's, which is down on Crawford Street. I hear right across the road on Jetty Street, there's a pre-homebrew and post-homebrew brew-up party. So I'll just say,
is there now?
If you want to keep it going.
This is the first I've heard of it, but I'm sure there will be a few pre-parties there for us.
Yeah, you'll have your choice, I'm sure. Tell me, someone asked me to ask you about the five-panel hat. Can you tell me about the five-panel hat?
Which five-panel are you referring to?
I don't know.
We wear quite a few.
Just in general.
Like, I'm sponsored by Vic and Zed, and like they hook me up with like five-panel snapbacks, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been rocking up like with More Porks lately, which is cool, because like they just give me like stuff to like represent, and it's cool. Like, I get free clothes and free hats. But the five panel, I don't know, like, you know, that's Tom's thing, because Tom kind of introduced me to that shit.
Right. Because I don't think I've really seen him in Dunedin, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll catch on, these students. I don't know if they know what's up, really.
They probably know, but, you know, it's cold down there. They'd rather wear a beanie.
Yeah. I got a couple real fast-paced questions for you, Haz. I've prepared the segment. I've called it Haz Preference. I want to know if you have a preference. I was gonna try and tweet them to you during the interview, but I couldn't put that together, so I don't know. Okay, it starts out real easy. It's real quick, okay? Has preference, Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter. Facebook is the graveyard.
Has preference, interviews before 420 or interviews after 420?
Whenever.
Has preference, alcohol or other drugs?
Both.
Has preference, Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion?
Snoop Dogg all day.
Has preference, side A or side B?
Side A.
Side A. All right, this is my last one. Has preference, young, gifted, and broke, or old, useless, and rich? Tell
That's
me.
That's a hard one. YGB all day, man.
Young, gifted, and broke
all day.
Awesome. Has, I won't keep you for very long. Where are you? Are you just on the street? You sound like you're on the street.
I'm just at my bro's shop, Arcade, in Auckland.
Cool. Cool.
So if you're in Auckland, come see the bros at Arcade.
Are you going to bring some hoodies and t-shirts and stuff down?
Yeah, we just got a new batch of crew necks, so we'll bring that down. Apparently, like, Hamilton, like, rinsed us for our merchandise, so
yeah.
We only got the black crew necks now, so no more grays,
yeah.
And a few tees, maybe a few CDs if we got anything left.
Cool.
From
yeah.
Hamilton. Hamilton just pretty much just rinsed us out.
Did they pay for it all, or did they just take it?
No, they paid for it. I was there to witness it and sign titties.
Cool. Hey, it's been great chatting to you. I feel like Tom usually does most of the interviews, but it's been real good chatting to you.
Thanks, man.
And we'll see you Friday night. Sammy's...
looking forward to Friday night, man.
DJ Substance is always supporting you guys beforehand.
Yeah.
Is that it? Dynamite's not coming?
Dynamite. Team Dynamite will be down there with us.
Yeah.
We're at the whole free dates down in South Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... like extra fun.
Okay. Can you pick a track off either of the two discs on the album for the people of Dunedin, and I'll play.
Can you play Dedicated to like, cause that's pretty much for everybody. Like we dedicated that song for everybody,
yeah.
Haters, everybody.
All right, Has, thanks a lot. Oh,
all good.
A couple real quick. Homebrew's been in a couple dreams recently. One time I had a dream you guys were coming to tour Dunedin and I had to get you an umbrella, but I couldn't find one. So, but I don't think you're going to need it because it's real sunny in Dunedin this weekend, so don't worry.
For real?
Yeah. It's going to be dope.
I'm all about rain. Like, I love the rain god and the sun god, but yeah, a little sunshine will be dope.
Sweet. Thanks, Has.
All good.
Have a good night.
You too, bro. Peace.
Yeah, it's dedicated to check. Yeah, it's dedicated to all the artists who are struggling through the hardship and punishment from the heart for the love of it. Just motivated by all their partners who stuck with them and helping pick it up again when they were thinking fuck it then. It's been inspired by all the marvelous mothers and all the fatherless troublesome broken bosses that bomb off them.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.